All right, tapes rolling. This is Patrick DeHaan. We have noticed some pretty hefty gas prices recently compared to what it was in the fall.
Yeah, that's right. Prices really have edged up here in the last few weeks. It's continued to trend. That's kind of unusual for this time of year. Gas prices traditionally give up a bit of ground between the holidays and January and February. This year, on the other hand, gas prices have jumped since the start of the year. In fact, average prices across the state up notably, about 20 cents a gallon in some places since the start of the year. In the last week alone, the statewide average has jumped by about 10 cents a gallon.
And when gas prices normally go up in the springtime as we switch over blends, this looks like we could just be on a upward trajectory for quite a while.
Yeah, that's right. Not a good start to the year with prices that are this high already. It really could put us within striking distance, at least in some areas, of getting close to that $3 sign. That's something that we haven't seen in a few years, but we usually see gas prices jump about 35, in some cases as much as 75 cents a gallon between mid to late winter and mid to late spring, and that's because refineries do maintenance work and we switch to more expensive summer gasoline. So buckle up, it could get a little bit uglier, especially starting in late February.
What's causing this?
Well, the chief culprit is the rise in the price of oil, which today stands at about $65.5 a barrel. A year ago, we were talking about prices that were about $20 a barrel lower. So why are oil prices so much higher? Well, two main factors. OPEC, of course, cut production about a year and a half ago, and over time, especially in the last 10 weeks, oil inventories in the U.S. have plummeted. In fact, U.S. oil inventories today stand about 77 million barrels lower than just a year ago, coupled with the fact that U.S. oil exports are among record levels. So what's happening is the pool of oil, if you will, that has been in the U.S. is being siphoned out. Not only are we adding less to that pool, but now exports are taking a lot of that away, and that has driven the price of oil up.
Okay, that's the material I'm looking for. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not that I can think of right now.
All right, Patrick, thank you very much for your time.
You're very welcome, Mark. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.